BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's fun on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which is free. Today, Chris flew a jumbo jet simulator as he became the plan B for some pilots at Heathrow. Some American news anchors who actually hate each other. It's amazing. The mind of Sarah Cox takes a strange turn as we discuss gap years on Real or No Real. And Psy is coming into the show on Monday. So we're looking for Tyneside Psy.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris Stark is your plan B. Oh, why are we playing this?
I thought it had to be done.
Such a cliche.
No, it's not. It's brilliant.
So some pilots got in touch with me a while back. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but every time you get on a plane, there's always three people flying it. Seems a bit excessive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a plane.
Or it's when it's with, especially with these big planes, I believe. I believe it's the big Boeing ones that they have, you know, for like the long-haul flights.
Right. So there's always three of them. Is that in case, like in the films, one of them falls ill?
Can anybody fly a plane?
No, it's not that. I think it's so that, well, if they're working for like 14 hours or something, they can have a little nap.
While flying?
Well, no, because two of them are flying, one of them's napping.
And where are they napping? Are they napping next to them?
I did ask this, actually.
Are they dribbling on them?
No, there's a small little bit at the back, and they just lie down there. It's very
pleasant. They get a bed?
It's a small bed, yeah.
I'm learning more and more all the time. Anyway, so after 1:30, you can hear what happened when Chris stepped in for one of the pilots, one of the three pilots that couldn't make it.
Yes.
This is like your dream plan B, right?
It was incredible. And I have to say, I did watch Top Gun the night before.
Which you'd never seen before.
Which I'd never seen before. For
call
tips.
Yourself a lad.
All right.
Tell me you didn't take sunglasses with
you. Of course
I
did.
Oh, no.
Of course I did.
He's a British Airways staff.
I know. I'm very excited to share this, actually, because I thought I did quite well.
Did you actually fly it? All right, don't tell me.
I'm not. No.
Okay, I want to find all this out, because I've not actually seen or heard this. There is a video, of course, which I suggest you watch. Does it, in the simulator, does it look like you're flying an actual plane?
Everything about it is like, from what I understand, these pilots go and train in that, and then they go straight from that simulator and go straight into a Boeing with passengers. It's exactly the same.
So they do the simulator, then the next thing they do, obviously not straight away.
They do loads of time in the simulator, and then they're in one of the big planes with passengers.
Whoa.
The only difference between the simulator and the other, well, apart from the fact it's not going to Barbados or anything, is the fact there's no passengers in there.
Probably best.
But apart from that, the cockpit is exactly the same. The view is and it looks like you're looking out of a plane.
And all the controls are exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
That would really scare me.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them before. Like, you know, when they open the door sometimes, like, oh, that looks a bit complicated.
It feels real. Yeah, it's exactly that. When you get a sneaky look in through the door, it's exactly the same.
It's like when people see the controls at Radio 1 and they all go, oh, that looks a bit like a plane. That looks complicated. And I always say, to be honest, I don't know what half of them do.
Yeah.
I can turn my microphone on and play songs. I don't know what half of these do. What does that do? Hello? All right.
But I think these pilots do actually know what all the buttons are.
Well, all of them, though, really?
I actually do.
There's a lot. There's hundreds.
There is a lot. And this is where I needed to step in.
So, join us. You can watch this on your phone or on your computer. Obviously, you can just listen to it, but I think watching will be better on this occasion by going to bbc.co.uk/radio1. About 1:40-ish this afternoon, I'll tell you when, for Chris's maiden flight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jess in Surrey's been on. I know someone that's a pilot, and on their wall at home, they have a map of the world, and wherever he is in the world, a little light flashes up, so they always know where he is.
Ooh.
Oh, it's making me want to be a pilot so much.
You'd be a fantastic pilot, actually.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, I just think you'd enjoy it.
Do I have the air of confidence, do you
actually
think?
Actually, no, you'd be an awful pilot. But
why?
I think you would
Hang
love
on a second,
it.
How did that go from you'd be a brilliant pilot to you'd be an awful pilot?
Well, no, because I take that all back. You'd be an appalling pilot.
Right, okay, but why did you first think I'd be a good one, and now why do you suddenly think I'd be an awful one?
Because I think
one?
You'd take pride in your uniform.
So that's good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. I think you're the kind of person who would love all that.
Yes, I would. Hello, all right, morning cabin crew, push back. I'd love that. Every time I hear them say it, I'm like... Like, I love pilot voice. 30,000 feet, and on the left-hand side, you'll see the... I could do that easily.
Yeah, I gave that a go.
And the negatives?
Of you being a pilot?
I wouldn't turn up on time, would I?
Absolutely not.
A lot of people are suggesting I should leave off the becoming a pilot idea, but think I would make excellent cabin crew.
Brilliant.
I wouldn't, because as we've discussed before, I have moody resting face. So, like, when I am just normal, my face says a bit moody. Mm. And you can't have that because you've got to smile non-stop all the time for a 12-hour flight.
You'd spill everything.
And I would spill everything. Scott spills. So what happened, now and again I ask if you need Chris here to help you out with anything. You need a last-minute replacement. Well, this lot needed someone last-minute to fly a 747 simulator. And so you went along. They're two pilots, right?
Yeah, because it's like their training thing, you know. What they need is they need three people in the cabin at all times so that on these long-haul flights, one of them can have a sleep.
Okay.
So I was like filling in as third man on this training simulator.
Would you like a bit of Top Gun again?
I'd love another blast of it, please. Right. Yeah.
Yes. So you Maverick or what? Oh, we're here or this?
Yeah.
Okay, so watch the video now on the Radio 1 website. You'll want to see this. So here's Chris meeting the crew.
I've been sent to Heathrow Airport to the BA Flight Training Centre for a Plan B today. This is Ed, this is Vic. Do you want to explain why I'm here?
On long-haul flights, we have three pilots, and today that's what we're training for, so we were hoping that you'd join us.
Okay, cool. So am I going to be serving drinks or doing the announcements, or like what exactly am I going to be doing?
Well, we thought with your background in radio, you could do some announcements, but really we want you in a seat and having a fly as well.
Right, so I was hoping for this. So I watched Top Gun last night, and I've got these shades.
Oh no!
Which I think
maybe not inside. No.
What's your name's going to be?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Like you know, like Top Gun name.
Well, normally it's just Senior First Officer, but.
And yours?
Can you come up with something better? Yeah, I'm just Edward Garner, but.
I want to be known as Beaver.
They fly every day.
I know.
This is their job. It's not a film.
It felt right to me that you should have a proper name, a Top Gun name.
Okay, right, let's just go back. The look on their faces is priceless.
I want to be known as Beaver.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
For this flight, yeah.
We might be able to work with that.
We could work with that. Yeah.
Who do you want to be?
Well, I don't think Maverick would fit on there, so...
But if your boss wasn't watching, was
definitely Maverick.
Maverick, and you can be Goose.
Thanks.
And I'm Beaver. Let's go.
Oh my!
So this is it.
And you can be Goose. Thanks.
Well, okay. They were great because they're obviously proper pilots.
Yes, they are. They look the part. They do work for that rather large company.
Yeah.
Mark in Scotland says, just spilt my beer. I like you having a beer already. That's all right. It's quarter to two. Spilt my beer laughing at the thought of Chris flying a plane.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so now you're going to the simulator.
Yes.
Are you flying this?
Well, yeah, this is the point. You're going to walk in. The cockpit is going to be right in front of you and it's all going to look very real. It's going to look exactly like a normal cockpit.
So you can even see... They base it on Heathrow, so when you're in the plane ready to take off, you can even see the terminal.
Yeah. You can even see the motorway with cars running along the side. It's that real.
So exactly like on a plane.
Yeah. And then I'm going to fly this bad boy.
Okay, let's watch this video now. Good luck, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Do you know what all of these do? All the buttons, yes, all of them. You need to know what they all do.
Did you just ask him what they... Does he know what they do?
Yeah, well, it's worth checking. I'm interested.
He does
to know.
This every day.
I know.
Do you know what all of these do? All the buttons, yes, all of them. You need to know what they all do. So how do we start this then? How do we start it? Well, luckily, we've got the engines running. So all we need you to do, essentially, is give us some throttle.
Do you know where we're going?
It's an important question, that.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
But I would be really scared.
Do you see what I mean? If you're watching online at the moment, you'll see that it looks exactly like you're at an airport.
But does he know where we're going?
Out the window and...
Do you know where we're going?
That way.
That way?
Yeah. Down the runway is a good start.
Yeah. Has everyone turned their mobiles off? Because we all know how important that is. Mobiles off, everyone.
Yeah.
Very important.
Right.
Feel that. I actually feel a bit scared.
Not as scared as I feel with you in that seat.
OK. cabin crew ready for cross check.
That's impressive. Did they tell you to say that?
They didn't. No, they didn't. I just thought it sounded right. I was just trying to fill the role.
Cross check. That's right though. That's what they.
I'm not sure
they say that. Not the pilot doesn't say cross check. I don't know.
I don't know. I just thought I should say it.
Good skills though.
Turn your phones off, of course.
Yes, of course. That's very important.
Yep.
Because one small phone could bring down the whole of the aircraft. Yep. Incredible, complicated system,
yep.
Couldn't
yep.
it?
Yep, yep, yep.
So you must so phones turn off. Them off. Phones off, everybody, because they make a big difference. It's just a personal bugbear of mine. And okay, so you're about to fly.
Yes. So I'm going to take off.
You're using the throttle now.
Right. With your left hand then, Chris.
Oh, no!
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is happening.
You're taking off.
3, 2, 1, pull back. This is ridiculous. Whoa!
You're in the air.
The gear's going up. Slow down. Slow down a bit.
I'm not sure they can slow down on takeoff.
No, it was just suddenly things started to move very quickly.
Yeah. Ed, I think I feel sick.
And he's in the air. That's incredible.
And there
I'm quite jealous. So,
yeah, it was one of the coolest things I've done. I took off and then I was up there.
My irrational fear of flying is no longer irrational. That's from Mark.
Do you know what? This should make people feel a lot better. You know where they say takeoff's the most difficult bit and landing? Do you know what? I just took off.
Yeah, you
and
did.
And it's me. But... do you know what I mean? So it must give people a lot of confidence in the pilots.
There's a reason that pilots get paid quite a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're making light of it. And pilots all over the land will be annoyed. Okay, so let's go to the next bit. Looking quite comfortable now, Chris.
Take my breath away.
Are you saying take my breath away?
Yeah, I am, yeah, yeah. It was quite nice at that point. Brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lovely flight so far. Right, if you bring us around to the left, which is quite cool, but it's still lacking the sort of Top Gun thing. Can I don shades? Is there a way to turn this day?
You want to put your shades on, but it's night time and you're flying at night.
But I wanted to wear my shades.
So you've asked him, can you turn it into daytime? I'm sure they could do that, right?
Turn this day?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just click your fingers, then it'll go daytime. Just try it. This is the coolest thing ever.
What, so you See? Click your fingers and it turns to day?
Yeah, I think there was someone at the back who presses a little switch at that point and the whole thing turns to day. But yeah, it's that cool. They can change things just like that.
So now it's daytime in the cabin. You're flying it.
Are you donning shades or is it just me?
Just you, I think.
Okay, right, so take the autopilot out.
Okay, you're flying all now.
So now you're coming into land.
Oh. Looking very nice. It's very good.
Coming into land on the runway.
50 above.
Oh, professional.
Oh, I can see the runway.
Decide?
What does that mean?
Like, you're literally feet away from the runway. When someone says decide, yeah. I would panic.
What's the question?
Yeah, decide what?
Decide? What does that mean?
Pull back.
Now.
30, pull back. 20. Oh. 10.
Oh! Perfect.
And he's on Very the nice. Ground. You landed it.
I know. Landed it. Like a pro.
Were you in the pilot holding hands at the
end? No. We just had both our hands on the throttle.
If you're watching this on the website, you'll want to. Like, they are holding hands.
20, 10.
Watch the next bit.
There
we are.
No, we're not holding hands.
Perfect.
Now, he's helping you there a little bit, isn't he? Because he's got his hand on top of yours.
No, he hasn't got his hand on top of mine. He's got his hand next to mine. It just looks like it might be on top of mine. Yeah. It's not. And he's just pulling up.
Pull up. Okay. And so, it's done.
I think I've done a good job. I think it's tricky for them because they're obviously watching, fearing that there's going to be another person taking their jobs. You know? It's real potential. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 minutes and I've already landed it, which is good. I don't mean to show you guys up or anything, but if I could do it, then...
Smart.
Dead easy.
Yeah.
Should we give him a cloud base? Let's do that.
Give me a what?
So you were like, yeah, I could take your job. And then they can turn on the clouds, can they?
They can change all the conditions. So instead of a nice sunny day or a nice clear night, it can go really cloudy.
So now you have to land in clouds.
Yeah.
They just turn them on.
Yeah.
Not as smug now.
This doesn't feel
back
right.
Again.
Where's the actual airport?
Okay, oh, hit pause.
Right, so they've paused it, which you couldn't do on a real plane.
No.
So can you not see the airport?
I couldn't see it. There was just clouds everywhere. I was trying to use my judgment, use the maps and things like that in front of me.
Okay, we've got the sim paused. Vic, can you turn the clouds off, please?
Turn them off. Boom.
There we are. So where are we meant to be? The airport is out on the right there, down to the right there. Oh, God, we're nowhere near.
All right, okay, so with the clouds on, nowhere near the actual airport.
Nowhere near.
At all.
I thought we were right above it. No, we're quite a way out to the left, actually, and quite low.
Is that the right airport?
That's Heathrow, yeah. I'm sorry.
We missed it.
Sorry.
It was an error.
Sorry, I'm a mile away.
I'm sorry.
We missed it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I missed it by literally a mile.
Mm. Yeah. Do you still want my job now, Chris? Oh, well, no. I mean, I've obviously gone a little bit wrong there, but it's teamwork, isn't it?
So it's all teamwork. We're both to blame.
We're both to blame. So you're blaming him as well?
Well, it's meant to be a team thing, isn't it? That's why I'm there.
Well,
I'm
were holding hands.
We're all training together.
Right. So they gave you one last chance. We'll play a song and then we'll get back to this. So one last chance to land the plane.
Yeah.
And was it cloudy again? Did you get to do any announcements?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know one of my favourite things on TV is, apart from hardcore porn, which is still my favourite, about a pawn shop in Detroit, where they buy and sell people's old goods.
Yeah.
The awkward chat that sometimes the news presenter and the weather presenters have. Because I think it's mostly ad-libs. They don't script it or anything. But some of the ones, particularly on local TV, are like, oh, God.
Do you mean when they've got to sort of hand over between, like they'll be having a chat and they'll be talking about monkeys and they'll go, well, there won't be any monkeys, I don't know, it won't be raining monkeys today. Here's
Let's
the weather.
Let's find out with Chris on the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or it's just a really awkward chat. It's like, and that's the news, and now here's Heather with the weather. So what's it looking like, Heather? Do we need my umbrella?
Right.
It's like, well, yes, you will. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's often quite awkward, especially when they try and do jokes. But imagine if the news and weather people actually hated each other. Now, this is straight out of Anchorman. Love that film. So I found this online. This actually happened. This is real. This is not a film. This is not a TV show. This happened on a news channel in Philadelphia in America. So you've got Nicole, the news presenter, or anchor, as they call it in America, and Carol. She's the lovely weather lady. Now, it's clear that Nicole and Carol do not get on. But maybe try and get on while you're on air. Fine, do what you want off air, argue as much as you want. But when you're on air, maybe keep it professional,
well,
ladies?
Because they've got to do that handover thing. Mm. It's a bit like me and you.
Yeah.
I mean, we do it expertly.
What? Pretend to like each other?
Yes.
I know. Because off air, it's like, really? Anyway, so here is Carol the weather lady. This is real footage, okay? Now, she has just asked Nicole to applaud her after she's done the weather. Listen to how awkward this is.
A couple of shower chances by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And thanks for the hard-to-get applause, Nicole and Kevin. Yes.
How's that, Carol? Is that good enough for you? Okay, I'll try a little harder next time. Thanks so much.
Oh,
they hate each other.
They really hate each other. Okay, so here is Nicole now off of the news going from a story about a monkey, funny you should say that, and making a kind of news reader type joke about a monkey. But Carol just ignores it and gets straight on with the weather. Check this out.
Wow. Good for Ozzy. Now, it may be his birthday, but Carol, when it comes to the weather, we want no monkey business, okay? All good things.
It's 49 degrees in Philadelphia, Nicole. We have a temperature of 30.
I tried. You can't even give me that, can you?
38 degrees up through the Allentown area at this point.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible.
Now Carol's finishing the weather and back to the news with Nicole.
This weekend, Nicole.
Well, Carol, I would say that forecast is bananas, but I know that's going to be completely wasted on you. So, I won't.
I like the other... The weather is... Oh, please.
Oh, please. Now it erupts into a full-scale argument live on air as Nicole accuses Carol of being quite smug. Ready for this?
I can see you pulling that whole, don't you know who I am?
Come on. You said you could. Darling, or you
I could see you doing it.
Oh, you...
Yeah,
then
I could
you don't
see
know me at all. That was an interesting little exchange. I'm sure she regrets, along with that last glass of whatever.
I love it. She's got that Hollywood laugh, but...
In the future, nobody. The Scott Mills Daily.
There's more news at 3:30.
Maybe me and Chris Smith should start, like, some kind of beef.
We should have, like, some of that awkward banter.
Yes, Chris.
Glad you like the news, Scott. Yeah. I thought about it a lot longer than you evidently thought about your outfit today.
Sure, and that was an interesting little exchange from him, along with that last glass of whatever.
Yeah, I can see you pulling that smug thing.
Sure. Oh, really?
Oh, whatever.
Oh, you think so, yeah?
I hate you.
I love these two arguing news ladies. It's brilliant.
I love it.
A couple of shower chances by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And thanks for the hard-to-get applause, Nicole and Kevin. Yes.
How's that, Carol? Is that good enough for you? Okay. I'll try a little harder next time. Thanks so much.
Oh, and here's my personal favorite.
I can see you pulling that whole, don't you know who I am? Come on.
You said you could. Or you
I could see you doing it.
Oh, you...
Yeah, I could
see you don't know me at all. That was an interesting little exchange. I'm sure she regrets, along with that last glass of whatever.
Should we try and do that next time?
Let's give it a go, yeah.
Just trouble is, we like each other too much, Chris Smith.
Oh, that's what you think.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you got one last chance to land this plane. You're in a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
One of their pilots has dropped out, so we sent you along as their plan B. Break glass for emergency. You can do this for any situation. People are texting you now saying they've got stag do's coming up they want you to go to because people have dropped out of. A couple of proms, a couple of wedding dress fittings. Anything. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. So Chris is being a pilot. You've got one last chance to land the plane.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime again now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, watch this video.
Right, so this is your last chance to get it.
Is it?
Yeah, last go.
So we're going to do the landing.
We're going to do the landing. So
drift slightly to the right.
Side.
A little to the left.
To the right.
Just a little bit. Pull back a tiny
100.
Bit. Yeah, it's good. Not flowing yet.
50.
Going down.
Going down? It's going down.
30.
Oh, he's about to land 20. The plane at night.
10.
Oh! Oh, my word!
That was a bumpy one.
I wouldn't have clapped. Right, can we let's go for that landing again. Look how the camera shakes, and that's how much impact there was.
20. 10.
That was horrible. That was horrible. Oh my word.
How do you think you did on the landing there? Bumpy.
Well, I got it down.
If that was one of the airlines, it'd be... Actually, no, it'd be...
Do they do that noise when it doesn't go well?
It's a really bad landing. I don't know.
How does that feel so real? Yeah, bring it to a halt.
Stop the plane now.
Sort of bounced around a little bit there. Would that get a round of applause, would you say? Probably some booze, if I'm honest.
Booze?
Jeez. I hope I've been a good flight partner for you.
Not too bad, yeah. Should we give him the job?
Yeah, why not?
Yes.
That's right.
They've not been in touch since, have they?
No, they haven't. But, the offer's there.
Yeah. Well, the offer was there when they were there with you, but not so much now. But
yeah. That's
it. Okay, well done, though. I mean, you did land it at night. It was awful, but you did do it.
That's the point. I landed that plane.
Josh from Sheffield says, did you just say Chris had to fly a plane because the pilot jumped out? No, they dropped out of the training, so like he had to go to replace them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not doing the announcements now.
Yeah, yeah, right. This is so...
You pick up a little phone and speak to the passengers.
Well, during the flight, I thought it was important to do some announcements.
Do you want to do this or me? You've got the sunglasses on, it's all yours. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's Captain Beaver. Just thought we'd talk about some of the things that you can see as we fly over sunny London.
It's night time!
Oh, yeah.
To your right should be the O2, but I can't see it. Bear with me a sec, I'll find out where we're going and we'll get back to you. Have a lovely flight. Out. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The voice of reassurance there. Hang on a sec, I'll just find out where we are.
It's quite difficult to know. Actually, you think those announcements are quite easy that they do. It's quite a skill.
You have to be quite calm, don't you?
Yeah.
And you kind of need to, when you're saying we're going over this and that, maybe
you need to know.
Work out before.
When you're on the PA, you just come across very kind of reassuring and calm and all the rest of it, and make sure you know what you're going to say. But
let's do that again.
Yeah. Let's go and have another go.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It was want to reassure you, I do know what I'm doing. Right now, we're flying near to London, where you will see out of either the left or the right hand side Buckingham Palace.
What?
Regent's Park, the O2,
the
London Eye.
Well, there it is. Can we make it daylight?
Yeah, you see, it's like the...
Oh, they made it daylight again.
Mm.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, you see, it's like the beginning of EastEnders.
It is, isn't it?
It does look like that out of the plane, doesn't it?
I was doing this on the PA thing.
To the passengers?
Yeah.
But there weren't any, thank God.
But there weren't, but yeah.
Love you, bye.
But did you love you, bye? Did you do that again as you put the phone down?
Love you, bye.
I taught him well. Well, that's incredible.
So these were good times. Thank you.
You did well. Really good. I'm kind of glad that you're not a pilot and it was just a simulator, but really, really
good. But I think as a plan B, I really stepped in there.
You did. And I think they were quite impressed with you, actually. So well done. Thanks, Chris. Really good.
No worries.
Really, really good. So if you want Chris to come along and be your emergency plan B, get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Preferably nothing involves going up in the air or speed ever again.
Yeah.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Why are you always scared when I go through my bag and try and find you some headache pills?
Because...
You just don't know what's in my bag, do you?
No, it's a bit sort of... Is Mary Poppins the word? It's like, I don't... It's weird. You turn up every day with this bag full of things and you...
It's just headache tablets. I know that you worry that, like, I've been to some foreign land.
That's what I think it is, because you are quite happy to...
I just want you to not have a headache.
No, same. But I want to lose it through normal methods, not...
Also, can someone sort out my change again soon? Becky used to do this.
What do you mean, sort out your change?
Because I've got loads of change that falls out into my bag.
Becky did not used to do this.
Yeah, she did sometimes, and she used to buy herself something nice with it. So it's all
what
like...
What do you mean?
It's all like 2p's at the bottom of the bag, and she'd be like, right, let me sort it out, and then she'd go and buy, like, some coffees and stuff. Get all this?
Is this actually happening right anyway. Now? So you want me to go through your bag, take out all the coins because you can't be bothered? Wow.
That's it, they're done. I'll do it later. This is Wednesday's Real or No Real, and we're joined by Sarah Cox.
Yo, 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 yo.
Who gets more mobile every time I see her.
I'm less hobbly now. Call myself Tina. Hobbly. I'm less Tina by the day.
Okay, we've got a selection of facts, some real, some made up by one of our bonkers producers. But which is which?
The real reason pirates wore eye patches was that they wanted to keep one eye adjusted to the dark so they didn't bang their heads when they went below deck.
Shut up. That's what she always says.
Shut up.
What are you saying about this one, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. Instincts is saying that it's not real. Mm. Because in the olden days when you're on ships and stuff, when you've got gout and scurvy and rickets, things just fell off you.
Scurvy.
Do you know what I mean?
That's another old one, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. You just turn around and like, so if you've got like, nowadays if you get an eyelash in your eye, you just pick it out or whatever, or you get some antibiotics if you get a little bit of a manky eye.
Yeah.
Then days, yeah, just scoop it out, whatever were bad.
The whole eye.
Scoop out the eye, chop off the fingers, you know, slice off the foot. It was the thing.
Didn't former Radio 1 DJ Steve Lamack have scurvy once?
No, I thought he meant he had a patch.
I'm sure
he wasn't
a
pirate.
He didn't, did he? Because he just lives on peanuts and cider.
Yes, I think it was his diet of cider and crisps. I might have that wrong. I know a tooth definitely fell out when he was on air once.
I love that. Hang
on. Serious?
I've got a tablet here that I can hear because I'm about to take my pager. Hang on a minute. And now here's the new single then from Runny Rocket Bottom.
The Screaming Goats.
Screaming Goats. Yeah. And it's... Oh,
that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Live on.
He just carried on. Of course he did.
What a pro.
He just adjusted his eye patch. Oops.
So is that the real reason for pirate eye patches? Real or no real?
No real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh really?
Wow. Yeah.
Good
it's
fact,
really
that one.
Interesting.
Incredible.
The capital of the Caribbean island of Saba is called the Bottom.
What, Saba? So you get a fast boat to the Bottom. Let's go and have lunch.
Yeah, let's go on holiday to the Bottom.
Let's go to the Bottom.
At the Bottom.
This is incredibly childish, but I love things like this. I've always wanted, you know how people do gap years and things like that? I'd love to go to some of the world's rudest places.
What, and stand next to the sign like people do where there's a place like Bendy Willy? You stand there like,
in Thailand.
Me. Yeah.
But really that find bar. Myself on a gap year.
Can't go on a gap year now.
No?
Yeah,
no.
You've gone past the gap year.
Too old.
Too old for gap year.
You really are.
Yeah, you are.
Gap year is way before your time.
Yeah, you've got too much stubble for a start. You're not.
I know. I need to have a shave. Yeah.
Sometimes he just wants to sit on the beach, though, braid his hair, drink some chang. You
find
know?
Myself. Yeah,
it's the worst of braided hair. Where were we? Oh yeah. So is it the Bottom, or is that the translated into England into English? It's the Bottom.
I think it's called. Yeah, I think the translation is the Bottom.
Okay, but it'll be called something exotic like Waba or something. Okay, then I think that is real.
I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Well done, everyone. What about this one, though?
You can make a battery strong enough to charge a phone by soaking flying saucer sweets in lemon juice, stacking them with tin foil between each sweet, and putting a glacé cherry on each end.
That's quite good, because I actually bought, for the first time in years, yesterday, some flying saucers.
They're not that nice, are they?
They're kind of cardboard, but with a bit of zing in the middle.
They're not very nice. They're amazing.
Well, they used to be, unless my spit's just not quite as caustic as it used to be, because they barely melt in my mouth anymore.
Really? So it's just the cardboard effect.
It just lands on your mouth.
I got some from the kids, because I'm like, come here, kids, this'll do you good. This is how we used to live back in the day. And it was really thick cardboard. Perhaps I just didn't get good quality ones. It didn't really melt.
I did, not to clang here, but I did do a TV show once with Paris Hilton.
Oh, hello.
And Paris Hilton's BFF. And
oh God, yeah, I remember that.
I remember that. Were they auditioning people
to be her friend? Yeah, and I had to judge who should be her friend with her.
Because you know her really well.
That's hard. And in between the takes, when the camera wasn't on, she would lift up a cushion on the sofa that we were on, and there would be a massive bowl of flying saucers.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the flying saucer diet, as popularised by Paris Hilton there.
I'm going to buy the DVD. Were there, like, goats and stuff wandering around? Because she's got, like, chinchillas and stuff and goats and that.
No, not really. It was just that awkward kind of thing. I didn't really know her. I'd never met her before. So I was like, she just ate flying saucers and I just stayed quiet.
You should have had something under the cushion.
I know.
They're powerful things, though. I mean, this is the kind of science I can see happening because...
Because it's like the indigestion tablet into the fizzy
drink
and all that jazz. Yeah. The problem with this, though, the second you said that you soak them in orange juice, I mean, they'd disintegrate, wouldn't they, sir? I don't think that's possible, so I think it's no real.
Good point.
But can you make a battery from flying saucers? Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yes, she's on a roll today.
She's on a limp.
Next.
Miranda Hart is reported to have celebrated filming the last episode of her hit BBC One show Miranda by downing an entire Onken yoghurt in one swig.
Down it. Only it's an Onken. How very middle class.
To do in one swig.
That's a middle class equivalent of like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
I did a whole Onken. Actually, I mean, I haven't done it in one swig, but I could easily get through one of those within 10 minutes.
I don't know if I've had it. You know what? I did see somebody who'd obviously been, was doing the walk of shame because I was on my way to work and they had shades on and they just had that sort of grey, slightly waxy pallor that you have when you've been up all night. Mm. And he was drinking a strawberry yop by the side of the road.
Was it me?
Remember? Toot-toot, Scott!
Yeah, I'm a fan of all of those yogurts, not just that make.
Yeah,
but if I get a big one, I can easily get through it in no time.
Yeah. Oh, they're so sugary then, though.
No. It's too much. Watch it's a pint. It would make you ill.
You can't do that as a broadcaster, can you? You're supposed to stay away from dairy. It coats your throat.
Oh, well, since when have I looked after my
voice? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chris is that over here? Yeah, you've got to do that.
Damn it. Yeah.
Oh. It's like gargling.
Now that I'm a broadcaster, I must not have dairy ever again. Okay, so did Miranda bosh a whole Onken?
respect if she did. I'm going to say real.
So she must have said this in an interview. I'm saying real.
That one
is no real.
Oh. God, why, how do you find that in your head to make up?
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, and at the end of that real or no real round...
I scored 10, Sarah scored 20.
Yes, very good. Not very high scoring, but you still won, my darling.
That's all that matters.
Now, do you remember a while ago we were talking about this? Oh, God, everything's going blurry. Oh, I feel like I'm going back in time. Oh, I am going back in time. That's why I love him. At the end of that Psy special of Real or No Real...
It's a tie. 30-all.
Oh, I hate a tie.
Is it really? I thought I'd won that one.
Are you telling Porkies?
No, it was a tie Psy special.
A tie with Psy. Do you think there is a tie Psy? He was saying there's lots of impersonators of him now.
There probably is. Yeah. There's probably like, a Tyneside Psy.
Tyneside.
Why are you, man? Like,
up a Gangnam Style.
Total gentleman.
Yeah, that happened on the show once, a couple of weeks back. Psy is on this show live on Monday. Before that, I'd actually quite like to find Tyneside Psy.
Yes.
So maybe you are a tie.
This maybe. Could be amazing if you help us out with this.
Maybe you are a Psy tribute act from the Northeast.
That I listen. It's a possibility.
If there's anyone that wants to be a Tyneside Psy, or in fact already is, then please could you text 81199 or send an email to me. I need you for Monday. Join us tomorrow on BBC Radio 1 between 1 and 4. If you can't, that's okay. Just get the best bits on this handy podcast for free. Tomorrow, 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Matt Edmondson.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Can't believe there's been no people uptaking wanting to be Tyneside Psy at the moment. Oh, hang on. There might be someone seen one in Burger King in Newcastle. He had the suit and sunglasses, but didn't react when me and my friend sang Gangnam Style to him. That's just a bloke in a suit and sunglasses, isn't it? Let me know if you've got his number. I need one for Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily.